Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now, a fair sky, 63 degrees. Authorities in Butler County are investigating following a house explosion northeast of Rose Hill Monday afternoon in the 13,000 block of Southwest 155th Street. Emergency crews found a 67-year-old man with burn injuries outside the home with a neighbor. He was hospitalized in critical condition. Butler County Emergency Management Coordinator Jim Schmidt says they're working to determine a cause of the explosion.
Our investigators are going to have to talk to the family. They're going to be able to look at this, look at what we've still got left. We have a very seasoned investigator that's working this. It's been in the county for almost 40 years. So no doubt we'll be able to determine what happened here.
The victim is being treated in the burn unit at Via Christi St. Francis Hospital in Wichita. A member of the Wichita School Board resigned at Monday night's Board of Education meeting.
Board member Jeff Davis resigned Monday night, citing a recent move out of the district as his reason for leaving.
Mr. Rohde, I hereby tender my resignation as board member for District 4 from USD 259, effective immediately.
Davis, who represents District 4, was first elected to the board in 2007. He still has about 2 years remaining in his current term. Plans to find a replacement for Davis by remaining board members is expected soon, as special meetings on September 29th and October 2nd are scheduled to interview potential candidates. In his final statement, Davis spoke fondly of his time on the board.
I'd just like to say that I've been on the board just a little over 10 years. It's been a wonderful ride.
Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A man on a motorcycle has died southeast of Hayesville. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Lieutenant Lynn Denning says the accident site was noticed late Monday morning at 79th Street South and Hillside.
A bicyclist riding along this curve here noticed a motorcycle on the ditch, or in the ditch. He looked in the ditch and found a motorcycle laying on top of the individual that we can assume is the rider of that motorcycle.
Paramedics determined the man was dead at the scene. Investigators found no sign of a collision. They believe the man on the motorcycle was not able to handle the curve from northbound Hillside to 79th South. The victim was not wearing a helmet. Investigators believe the accident happened sometime Monday morning. Police say DNA results have positively identified the Kansas boy discovered earlier this month encased in concrete.
Wichita police said in a news release Monday that the Sedgwick County Forensic Science Center determined the remains are those of 3-year-old Evan Brewer, the grandson of former Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer. Police discovered his body September 2nd inside of a Wichita home where his mother, Miranda Miller, and her boyfriend, Stephen Bodine, had lived. Miller is charged with aggravated interference with parental custody, while Bodine is charged with aggravated assault. No charges have been filed yet in the boy's death. The landlord, clearing out the property, alerted police to a suspicious concrete structure emitting an odor. The boy's father, Carlo Brewer, had earlier contacted state officials and police about his son's welfare. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council will hold a special meeting tonight. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We're going to have another evening council meeting to talk about Century 2 in the Convention Center. So we're going to hear the report. So we want people to come out. We're not going to decide the fate of Century 2, but we're going to hear some information and might look at some new and different revenue streams.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Millions of people in Florida still have no power after Hurricane Irma.
One major problem throughout Florida continues to be the lack of power. Families like Colette Copeland and her children feeling the boredom of no modern conveniences.
Frustrating, because when you have three children, all they want to do is do their gaming, and unfortunately we don't have a generator.
In some cases, being without electricity for days can also be life-threatening for those who need to plug in medical equipment. The hotels in town housing evacuees are dark. People using flashlights at night waiting for the power to come back on. Alex Stone, ABC News, Tampa.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the North Korean regime has demonstrated it will not act on its own to end its nuclear weapons program. Monday, the U.N. Security Council voted unanimously to impose more sanctions on Pyongyang, capping North Korean oil imports and banning textile exports from Pyongyang.
When these new stronger sanctions are added to those passed last month, over 90% of North Korea's publicly reported exports are now fully banned.
KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
So far out there this morning, the gasoline prices, well, the gasoline prices, they're a little all over the place. It's kind of difficult to say. Anywhere from 239 to about 237 seems to be the average we're getting here in Wichita. I did spot one better. Harry and Oliver, 236 a gallon there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. High-level clouds from the remnants of Irma have started to spread into eastern Kansas. We should stay mostly clear today. Sunny, warm, and dry this afternoon with a high 85. Tonight's low 61. We warm to 90 tomorrow. And a cold front may come in this weekend with a chance of rain late Saturday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky at 57 degrees, calm, no wind. Last hour, 63 degrees, so we have dropped 6 degrees in the past hour here in the Wichita area. We had another nice day across Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 87. Normal high is 85. On this date in 2008, nature showered south central Kansas with all kinds of attention when numerous thunderstorms inundated the area with 5 to 12 inches of rain. On September 12th, are you kidding me? Hardest hit was Wichita, where the west, northwest, and north sides of the air capital were inundated by 10 to 12 inches of rain. Wow. Almost Harvey-esque, right?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Mid-Continent Airport, now Eisenhower, set an all-time daily rainfall record by measuring 10.31 inches. How about that? This is a record-setting date for the Wichita temperature. September 12th, on this date in 1959, Bonanza made its TV debut on NBC.
Bonanza.
Four grown men living together on a ranch with virtually no women around. I didn't care for it. I was never a big fan. A lot of people were. They got some great ratings. Bonanza.
Yeah.
1966, The Monkees made its debut on NBC. Four young men who apparently, through the four of them, didn't know how to play any instruments, but they could sing a little bit. Had some good backup. There you go. The
sure.
Monkees. Yeah, you know, a lot of people said, embrace them as the new Beatles. Nah.
No.
Sorry.
Not the new Beatles.
No.
Hey, for what they are,
yeah,
it's fun to listen to.
Yeah, they're okay. They're the Monkees, okay?
Yeah.
On this date in 1978, Taxi made its debut on ABC. Big comedy sitcom, big hit. The man who helped bring us Monday Night Football and who coined the phrase must-see TV has died. Don Ohlmeyer was a longtime producer who won 16 Emmys during his career, including a Lifetime Achievement Award. His name well-known to all of us in broadcasting. We've known about Don for years. Ohlmeyer took over the reins at Monday Night Football in 1972. He was also responsible for bringing shows like Friends, ER, and Will and Grace to NBC. He knew something about selecting programs. He was only 72 years old. Don Ohlmeyer passing away. Authorities say thieves have stolen an SUV and an attached U-Haul trailer with a casket inside outside an Albuquerque motel. Albuquerque police say the heist occurred yesterday at a residence inn. They say a woman and her husband were taking the body of her father from Oklahoma to bury him in New Mexico when someone snatched a trailer they were hauling the body in. The casket was later found near where it was taken.
But body still inside, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, the body was dead. Dad was still there.
Dad was still there. Okay, good.
Oh, wow. People will steal anything.
I suppose. Everything. Well, maybe they thought there was something valuable in that U-Haul. There was.
There was. Someone's valuable relative was in there.
Yeah.
We were doing it. Dad was doing some research earlier on the Kansas Highway Patrol traffic accident log, take you behind the scenes. It's available to everybody.
right? This is a public access, right, Chet?
Yeah.
You can find out where accidents, it's especially in news, it's very handy because when the Highway Patrol investigates accidents, they are very, I'm going to tell you something. Just between you folks out, us, and here in the media, these guys at the Highway Patrol are super with media.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
They have the information for you within just a few hours of the accident, including the names of those who have been hurt or injured or died. And because they have contacted relatives efficiently and quickly. I am a huge fan of the Highway Patrol.
Well, plus they have several Highway Patrol troopers that tweet frequently on Twitter.
These people are, as law enforcement goes, they are great. Now, I'm not going to say who locally doesn't do a good job of this.
Right.
But if we are doing a story that's a couple of days old because we don't have the information, you'll know who it is. take a guess, okay?
Yeah.
Well, the first one happened, these were four fatal accidents
yesterday morning.
All in the morning. One was out near in the southwest part of the state. What would we say that county was? Gray?
Yeah.
Near Montezuma. 21-year-old Zachary Hammond of Montezuma crossed the center line. Pickup truck struck a semi. Then in Clay County, this is northeast Kansas, motorcycle passing a semi. Struck by an oncoming car, 43-year-old Curtis Scott of Auburn, Nebraska, dead at the scene. Southeast Kansas. Crawford County, a semi and a car collide. In Arma, Kansas, 87-year-old Fred Bogina of Arma, pronounced dead at the scene. And then in the western part of the state, Stanton County, semi and a car collide. Near Johnson City, 51-year-old Lance Turner of Walsh, Colorado, dead at the scene. That is amazing. Four, it just doesn't happen.
I know. I look at those logs every day. Four fatals in
one
four
day.
Separate accidents all across the state, all in the morning, all involving a semi-truck somehow. That's
And then we had the fatal
it's unusual.
What was it? The one here, the motorcycle here near Wichita.
Right, down by Hayesville, Derby.
Amazing. Yeah. It was a very, very deadly day on roadways and highways around the state. All four of those fatal accidents involve semis.
Right.
Except the one here in Sedgwick County. That was a motorcycle. But interesting. I don't know what it says.
It doesn't say anything. It's just it's
maybe
just
a
very odd. Yeah.
It's coincidence that all this happened on one day.
Mm-hmm.
On 9/11, for crying out loud. Wichita School Board member Jeff Davis resigning. Jeff, after 10 years on the board, and interviewed him once, I think, in the whole time for an issue show. And I believe he's a police officer, right, Jay? Do you know Ted? I think he's a police officer. Anyway, he's apparently moved out of the district, and that's what's happening there. All right, there we get off the start today on September the 12th. It is coming up on 6:19 now, Steve and Ted. And we had NFL football kicking off on Monday night, two games last night. Ted Woodward here with Lead Off Sports this morning. Is that what you're leading with?
I was going to talk about the Royals.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, the Royals in action last night against the bottom team in the American League, the Chicago White Sox. Royals trying to get close to a playoff spot. Last night's effort did not help. Kansas City got behind early and never was really in this game after trailing all the way. The White Sox won it 11-3. That drops the Royals three games back for a playoff spot with only 19 games remaining in the season. Royals pitcher Jason Hamill says, just one of those nights, a weird night. Everything I threw up there, they either placed very well or hit it hard. That was the tone of the whole game, really, for us. Eric Hosmer of the Royals had a single in the second inning. That was his ninth straight hit. Nine times at bat, nine hits.
Unheard of.
Matching the longest streak in the majors this season, just one shy of the Royals' all-time record, but then he grounded out his next time up to end that streak. That's a pretty amazing run that Hosmer is on here towards the end of the season. But the White Sox, who are at the bottom of the American League, have now outscored the Royals and the Giants 32-5 during a very brief three-game winning streak. So the White Sox are showing a little life here at the end of the season. But the Royals do not help themselves trying to get a playoff spot with a loss last night. Kansas City and the White Sox will go at it for a rare Tuesday day game today. Up in Kansas City, the Royals and the White Sox will play a game that starts a little after noon. So they'll be on the air at 11:30 this morning. The game will start about 12:15. Royals-White Sox this afternoon. Listen on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs are off to that 1-0 start after winning at New England in the season opener. The Chiefs are getting ready for their home opener coming up on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. Tonight should be a pretty spirited edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, and that is this evening right here on KNSS, your home of the Chiefs. Listen to the Chiefs Kingdom Show as they break down the season opening win. That'll be at a little after 7 o'clock tonight, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Speaking of the Chiefs, good Chiefs birthday today. One of the best defenders in Chiefs history, strong safety, Jerron Cherry, is 58 years old today. A guy that excelled for the Chiefs on the defensive side of the football back in the 1980s. Six-time Pro Bowl player. He was named to the NFL 1980s All-Decade Team, too.
Shelly and I got on an elevator with him and
really?
Several other Chiefs one time. And she just, her mouth dropped open and she said, got off the elevator and said, I didn't realize they're that big or that tall. They're all.
Oh, they're massive.
Yeah, just great big people. But he was one of them. I remember Cherry was on the elevator.
Heck of a player.
Yeah.
And happy birthday today to former Chiefs free safety, Jerron Cherry. He's 58 today. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
In fact, quick story. Chiefs came to town for an exhibition basketball game in the offseason, and I was at KFH at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we took our little team and we went and played Channel 12 as a precursor at Friends before the game.
Yeah,
and again, here come the Chiefs walking through and they barely fit through doors. I mean, it seemed like every one of them was 6'8" with his shoulders about 8 feet wide. They were so big.
They're big human beings.
They are. But I just remember that game, that basketball game, was kind of controversial because Bruce Hurdle and Roger Cornish almost came to blows.
Well, nothing about that surprises me.
Bruce accused Cornish of every time he began, he was taking an extra step. He was traveling. Uh-huh. And I thought it come to blows at one point.
Oh, man.
Two guys. Anyway, there's a little inside stuff for you. 6:22. Now, let's see. Hey, I've got my Prairie Fire coffee going, Ted.
Oh, here you go.
Of course, if you're not drinking Prairie Fire coffee, let's try that again. If you're not drinking Prairie Fire coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you.
There you go.
Your boss can
all set.
Speak more plainly than I can. 6:22. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Stern. Got something controversy about the Red Cross in Miami going. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.